This is JIS News. Coming up, Cuban medical personnel on the island to support public health sector. National Environment and Planning Agency moving to address planning and environmental issues in Negril. And President of Haiti, Michel Martelly, expresses interest in collaborating with Jamaica. Details after this message. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. 20 Cuban medical personnel have arrived on the island to provide support to the public health sector. Two pathologists and three dentists are among the group who will be stationed in the various health regions. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the pathologists will facilitate quicker turnaround time of specimen in the National Public Health Lab, resulting in more effective and efficient services for patients. He says the dentists will allow for more focus to be placed on dental health care, especially at the community level. Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the official welcome ceremony for the group held at the Bustamante Hospital for Children Friday. Health professionals in the batch include general practitioners, a neonatologist, neonatology nurses, a primary health care nurse, nephrology nurses, and a nephrologist. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be taking steps to address planning and environmental issues in Negril, Westmoreland through a $7 million operational project. The project is being funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, with three enforcement officers being deployed to the area. Chief Executive Officer at NEPA, Peter Knight, says their duties will involve enforcing the Negril Marine Park regulations, investigating planning breaches, and monitoring environmental incidents which may occur within the Negril Environmental Planning Protection Area.
And these are, in a way, specialist enforcement officers, one for the marine issues, one for planning, and one to work jointly with the Negril Green Island Local Area Planning Authority. We also plan to have a launch in Negril to explain to the wider stakeholders as to what it is that we are trying to achieve.
Mr. Knight was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Preliminary work under the project is expected to begin in November and will continue over a 12-month period. It also forms part of NEPA's integrated approach to managing Negril's natural resources while boosting its strategic plan to streamline future activities in the town. President of the Republic of Haiti, Michel Martelly, has expressed an interest in collaborating with Jamaica in several areas. President Martelly recently concluded a three-day state visit to the island, where he held discussions with Prime Minister Simpson Miller and several members of the cabinet.
I was talking to the Minister of Education to see how we could collaborate on teacher training, make sure that what we teach our kids in Haiti is equal to what is taught in the rest of the world. And he had promised to collaborate on that. Same in the tourism sector. Today, Haiti is a country that's being reconstructed. We need to build ports, airports, roads. We can partner to relaunch our agriculture over there. So it's a partenariat that's good for all the parties.
President Martelly speaking while on the island last week. The Haitian president, who visited the island November 13 to 15, also toured Up Park Camp, headquarters of the Jamaica Defense Force. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is set to play an integral role in the implementation of initiatives outlined in the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise, MSME, and Entrepreneurship Policy. The policy seeks to guide the implementation of strategies to improve the local business climate and reduce some of the impediments to doing business.
We consider ourselves the drivers of the policy, and I must say that there are many initiatives that have already been embarked on. Like, for instance, in the business environment section of the policy, it speaks about the importance of energy management for MSMEs. And this year in particular, we have had a focus on how it is that we introduce energy management to our small business community.
Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Harold Davis. Mr. Davis says the JBDC will continue to foster business development through its marketing, financial support, business incubation, technical support, and business advisory services. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.